Hi there, I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and today I'd like to share with you four things in politics that I am sick and tired of. Before I begin, if you are watching this on YouTube or listening to this podcast, please subscribe so you get all of our content and go to forwardky.com and become a member. There's a free level and there are other levels that are paid. Okay, here is a list of four things in politics that really chap me. And before I begin, whenever I use the term political leaders, I'm including elected officials, candidates, persons in political leadership, and people in charge of organizations involved in politics. All right, number one, I'm really tired of seeing rich campaign donors get their projects approved and others being rejected. Number two, I'm really tired of watching candidates gladly accept the help and the hard work of young people and rural people and black people and union people, but then when they're in office, doing whatever their rich donors want and ignoring what those people who work for them really need. Number three, I'm really tired of political parties and organizations that proclaim their love of transparency until it becomes uncomfortable for them because some backroom deals are going to come to light. Receipts? You don't need to see the receipts. And finally, I'm really, really, really tired of political leaders who are more concerned about their own power and control than about empowering the people in their party, and who resort to threats and punishment when they think their power and control are threatened. You know why everyday citizens are checking out of politics, ignoring campaigns, and not even bothering to vote? It's because they have observed all the things I've mentioned, and they've decided that the whole thing of public service and government for the people is just a sham and a fake, a way for a select few to rule everyone else and make bank while doing it. We've got to elect people and put people in charge for whom public service is a real calling, who understand transparency and how to treat people, and who understand that their role is not to simply gather power for themselves, but to empower others and make a difference for the people who voted for them and who worked for them. Until we do that, we will see our voting participation go down, we will see more and more volunteers quit, and we will continue to get more and more cynical about politics and politicians. Oh, and by the way, if you are wondering if anything in this list applies to you, just remember that old saying, if the shoe fits.